Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Emma Terrace, a sophomore out of New Hope, Minnesota. And first goal on the road, Emma, walk us through that one.
Well, it was on our power play. I think it was about a minute into our power play, and we just got out there. Gave it over to Hutch and kind of tried to slide over because they do a good job of getting in the lanes. So I slid over, gave it to her. She gave me a perfect pass, and Huber had the goalie completely screened, took a shot. And the goalie, I don't think, saw anything and went right in. So, way to go, Huber.
It's a nice setup. Of course, you guys, your special teams have been so good. What's been kind of the key to getting those shots on net during power play?
Well, we've all, like, kind of, like, our group personally has talked, and we're like, we just need to get shots. Like, we have, like, a good setup and everything. So, if we just keep getting shots on net, we're going to get chances and opportunities. So, that's our main focus, mainly, is just shots.
You're a sophomore. Now you're a veteran. After last year's freshman year, coming into this season, what was kind of your mindset?
My mindset was completely different because I switched from D to forward, so it's kind of just like, I kind of felt like a freshman, but it's just come out every day and play as hard as I can and work hard and just try to prove myself, I guess, again. So just basically that.
Well, your forward line had some great opportunities tonight. What's it like to play along those two?
It's fun. I love playing along Bergie. She's been doing really well, and so far, like, as a freshman, she looks really good out there. And Bondo, first time playing with her, it's like our second day kind of playing with her, and she did unreal out there for her first kind of time at forward too, so it's been fun.
Coach said to me in the post game that you have quite the cannon. You probably didn't even realize you had that hard of a shot, did you?
Not really, no. He kind of has been telling me, like, at pregame the other day, he was like, you're gonna get one this weekend, I know it. And so he called it. He was ready for it.
For your team being on the road, long road trip to get here, did you at any point feel tired out there?
Not really. Today, I think we really had a good jump in our step. Yesterday, we had a little practice, and it was a hectic day. Like, bags were forgotten. Everything wasn't going as planned, and we couldn't make a pass at our practice yesterday. And we're all like, okay, take a deep breath, and we're good. And then we came out today, and I think we really took a deep breath and we're ready.
You guys outshot them 33-12. That's been kind of the story in the first three games, just outshooting your opponent. How does your defense, I mean, obviously you played defense last year, but what's kind of the key to not letting things get to Britt?
Well, we have such a strong D core, and Ivana and AJ, there's nothing going past them half the time. Like, they'll block everything that comes to them and they'll get everything out of the zone, which is unreal. And Hutch and Missy are doing great. Missy's stepped up huge as a freshman, so it's been good. And then Carly and Lisa today did so good. So it's our D are just strong, and they keep everything out to the corners and everything like that. So they're doing a really good job.
You mentioned playing alongside Emily Berglund. You mentioned your other couple of freshmen, but what are your thoughts about the personality of this freshman class?
They're awesome. We, on our bus trip here, we had a couple, like, singing things and everything, and they just step up, and it's a blast. And we're already so close, and it's the second weekend, so that's good, and I think it's going to be a fun year with them.
You guys are ranked number 9. Do you guys pinch yourselves and go, wow, we're still ranked, I mean, after last year's season?
Yes, but, like, it's fun, but Coach always says to us, like, that doesn't matter. Like, it's just something that we haven't done anything, you know what I mean? Like, last year doesn't matter. It's, like, what we do this year. We're a new team, and we're just excited to, like, keep getting up there, hopefully.
All right, what is it going to take to win game 2?
A lot of hard work, more shots, and keep getting people to the net. Like, we're getting a lot of shots. Like you said, we had around, like, 30. But the whole thing is we got to get people to the net, get the goalie's eyes away, and those rebounds are there, so we got to take them.
You mentioned how tight-knit of a group this is for your sophomore class. You guys all came in here last year, had great chemistry. You guys are now veterans. What's kind of that one thing that holds this sophomore class together?
We're just all, like, super good friends. We came in knowing each other, a bunch of us, so that was, like, a plus. And we all just have, like, personalities that blend, so it's fun. Like, we're all roommates. We're all, like, friends pretty much, so we have a good time together.
I know there's a lot of athletic teams that don't hang out off the ice or off the field, but you guys spend a lot of time together, don't you?
Oh, yeah, my team's my favorite people here. They're my besties. Completely.
Emma, what are you majoring in at BSU?
Physical education and health. With a minor in, like, human performance, and then, like, coaching I want to do and stuff, so.
You're awfully ambitious.
Well, you gotta be, right?
Emma, thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.